In Module 3, we're going to work on our own version of Flappy Bird called Jumping Bird. First, we're going to start with a Jumping Bird tutorial where we will build about half of Flappy Bird. And then we're going to go in and edit the code to add the second half. This is what it's going to look like at the end. I am personally a fan of giraffes, so I made this a Flappy Giraffe. You'll be able to use whatever sprite makes you happy. Let's go to the link aka.ms/appdaybird. Great. Touch Develop is excited to be here with us. In this tutorial, we're going to build what it calls a cool physics game, and we call Flappy Bird. It has a lot more stars than the last one did, so it's going to be a little bit more complicated, but it's a lot more fun. I'm going to name my app Flappy Panda, because this time I'm going to use a panda. Let's get started. Since this is a game, it has some physics built in, we're going to use the built-in Touch Develop feature called Game, which adds all the essentials to the game, including scoring and lives and a grid. So we can say game start. And we're going to store this in a variable called board. We're going to turn on the debug mode for the game so we can see where X and Y are and see what's going on behind the scenes. Let's add a new line and say board set debug mode to true and say run. Perfect, we've got our board. You'll notice that 0, 0 is up here in the left corner. It increases to the right 100, 200, all the way up to 800. And as you go down, the numbers increase for the Y. So 400 is down here at the bottom of the screen. Perfect. Let's go back and edit some more code. The next code we're going to add is adding a sprite. This is the character playing your game. This is why I said I'm going to create Flappy Panda, but you can create whatever type of Flappy you want. Let's add a new line. And on the board, which is our screen, our game space, we're going to create a picture, which is art. We can come up here in the search bar and search for a bird. So you can create Flappy Bird, you can get an Angry Bird, a Twitter Bird, but I'm actually going to look for a panda. And I think I'm going to use this panda to be my bird. And I'm going to store this in a variable called sprite. And let's run it. Beautiful. I have a giant panda head. Let's go back. So right now, our panda head won't really fit through the pipes in our Flappy Bird game. So let's change the size of it. And let's set the width to 60. It'll auto-scale the height for us when we do that. Add a new line and say sprite set width to 60. And then we're going to change the vertical acceleration so that the sprite falls down. Remember that down is positive, so the acceleration is also going to be positive. This acceleration is basically our version of gravity in the game. Let's add a new line. And we're going to say sprite acceleration y is 400. Sprite acceleration y, we're going to set to 400. Awesome. We've got a small hand panda head that falls off the screen because of gravity. Let's stop it and run it one more time just so you guys can see what's it truly happened. Great. Let's go back and add it so when we tap the screen, it doesn't actually fall. We're going to call something called an event, which alerts the board that something's happened when we tap the screen or tap our mouse. So say board on tapped. So when we tap it, we can add some code after that. Add a new line and say board on tap, tapped. Auto fills it for us. And when the board is tapped, we want our panda or your bird to go up 200. We click do nothing in sprite, set speed, Y. It's negative 200. So in our game, the acceleration will be 400, pulling it down to the bottom of the page. But when we tap it, the speed will be increased to 200. And as you see, as I tap the screen, my panda head bounces. And if I don't, he'll fall off the page again. Perfect. Let's go back. Right now, we can fall off the page and nothing happens. As part of this game, we want to convince the user it's not a good idea to fall off the screen. And so let's add code which detects when the sprite falls off the page. Let's add a new line. It says sprite on every frame perform. And this checks what's going on the page every second of the game. So when the sprite falls off the bottom, the height of the sprite, so starts at 0 at the top, and then it'll move down to 100, 200, 300, 400. If the sprite Y, so if whatever the value of the sprite is greater than the height of the board, which is 400, then we're going to end the game. So if the sprite Y position is greater than the board height, then we're going to remove a life. You remember those three hearts that were on the top of our page? One of those will disappear if we fall off the bottom of the screen. So when that happens, we're going to say game, remove life, 1. So let's run it. I can happily bounce in the middle here, and I can fall off the page, and then the game is over. If I rerun it though, and I go up off the top of the page, I'm still a happy camper. We're gonna need to fix that in our next step. So when the sprite Y is negative or below the top of the page, we also need to remove a life. We're going to add an else if the sprite Y position is greater than 0, or is less than 0, sorry, less than 0, then we're going to remove a life. So game, remove life, 1. Perfect. So now if we go off the top of the page, the game is over. Halfway there. We have the basics of Flappy Bird. Our sprite moves up and down, and if they fall off the screen, the game is over. Let's start to make this a little bit harder by adding our pipes. We're going to need more than one pipe, yes? Let's use the for loop so the pipes will repeat. We're going to add a new line at the bottom of the page. A for loop, just like in our turtle draw, for 2 pipes. Next, we're going to create a rectangle for our pipe. although we're not using an image at this point, it conveys the message. So we're going to add a new line and say board, create a rectangle, which is 80 pixels wide and as tall as the board, board height. And we're going to store this in a variable called pipe. Next, we're going to change the color of the pipe to be random. So we're going to set the pipe color to be set to colors random. Perfect. I couldn't see my sprite, so it fell off the page. But as you can see, our pipe made it onto the page. Next, let's add some speed to our pipe so it moves across the board. We're going to say sprite set speed x to negative 200. Let's add a new line. Say pipe. Set speed x to negative 200. So our sprite moves up and down while our pipe moves left to right. Great, our pipe moved across the board. But we don't see another one yet. Let's go work on that. But first we need to move the pipe so it doesn't go through our sprite. We're gonna add a new line that says pipe set Y to be the height of the board, which is board height. Great. So we're gonna place the pipe to the right and use the variable I to space the pipe evenly in the horizontal direction. So we're gonna use pipe. We're gonna set the X location, so where it is left to right, set X, to be this formula, which is the board width, the width of the board, plus I, which is in our for loop between 0 and 2, plus I, times the board width, so how wide is the board, divided by 2. Let's run it and see how our pipes look. Great, we have two pipes which move across the bottom of the screen in random colors. Though we only have two pipes right now, but let's add a loop which moves the pipe once it comes off the screen back to the right so it'll loop across again. So here we're going to do pipe on every frame, so it checks every frame what's going on. And let's check to see if the pipe has moved off the board, just like if when we checked if the sprite had come off the bottom or top of the page. And say if the pipe X location is less than 0, moved all the way to the left side of the board, then we're going to move it all the way back to the right side. We're going to say pipe set X to be our formula. Pipe X location plus the width of the board. So move it back across the width of the board. Now if we run this, this nice green pipe should move across the board. Perfect. We have lots of pipes. Currently though, I can run through them and it's still a happy panda. Users really like points. Let's make sure every time a pipe moves across the screen, we give the point to the user. TouchDevelop is awesome and keeps track of the points for us, so we don't have to create a method of keeping track of the points. We just have to tell the game object to add a point to the score. Add score 1. Perfect. Now when we run it, every time a pipe moves across the page, the purple one, we get 1 point. The green one, we get another point. Purple, 3 points. Green, 4 points. Perfect. Now let's add the code that detects when the sprite hits the pipe, because the game's probably a little bit too easy if you can just go right through them. Let's add a new line after our where code and say if the pipe overlaps with Do the sprites overlap? It overlaps with the sprite. Then we're going to remove a life, just like we did when we fell off the page. Game. Remove life. One. Run. Let's run this one more time to see what's going on. So I went over that one, and I got a point. But I ran to this one, and you saw the red line where I intersected. And now I've lost my lives. Let's move back. The last part of the tutorial is going to show us how to add a background picture. And let's do it. So at the end of the code, I'm going to add a line that says board. Set background picture, art, just like we did for the sprite. And let's look for a background, space background, Mario background. I think I'm going to use this sky background and run it. Beautiful. I have a panda jumping through the sky over pipes. I really like this version of Flappy Bird because I always win. But let's move on to making this a complete version. Let's go back to our code and say, publish this to TouchDevelop, publish our script. And then what we're gonna do is turn off the tutorial and keep editing. So let's close the sharing and close the current settings and keep editing our code. At the bottom left here, we have tutorial app day bird, and here's where I'm gonna hit the white X and leave the tutorial. You guys have successfully gone through two TouchDevelop tutorials, and it's time to start coding on our own. The first part of making this a complete version of Flappy Bird or Flappy Panda is to remove the debug mode. So I can come up to here to our line that says board set debug mode true and simply delete it. Beautiful. And now when we run it, I no longer have the grid at the bottom and across the board, and it doesn't show me the red line when I intersect with the pipes. The second part when we want to make this a full version is move our sprite to the left. Right now, starting in the middle, it's really hard for the user to get speed and get their location in an optimal position. So let's go to the bottom of our main method, scroll all the way to the bottom after the set background picture, and add a new line. This line is going to say sprite X position. We're going to set to the board width, so whatever the number of the width of the board, divided by 5. So 1/5 of the way across the screen is where our sprite is going to start. Let's run this and make sure that worked. Perfect. Now my panda starts on the left side of the screen. The next thing we can do is change the gravity acceleration. Right now it's 400, and 400 is a little too easy. Let's up it to 500. And you'll notice our panda will fall faster, and I need to click a lot more often to get it up. one of the cool things we can do is tilt our sprite as we click. So as we move up, our panda tilts up a little bit, and as we fall down, we tilt down to the right a little bit. So let's go find our sprite on every frame perform, which is right here. And right above this if statement, we're going to add a new line. And this line, we're going to say sprite set angle to be the equivalent of the sprite speed, the speed y, so is it up, falling, or rising? Sorry, not set y, speed y, sprite. Sometimes in Touch Develop, the command you're looking for doesn't show up. And so in these situations, we go up in the search bar and search for it. So I want the speed y divided by 10. Perfect. So if it's positive, it'll be facing up. And if it's negative, it'll be facing down. Perfect. Now our sprite actually looks like he's trying to make progress. At the top of Touch Develop, we saw that we had three hearts. But when we play, the game is over as soon as we have lost one life. So at the bottom of our main method, after we move the sprite, we're going to add a new line, which tells the game that there's only one life. And we're going to set the life to be one life. If you lose that one life, the game is over. Perfect. Let's run this and make sure that in the top left, we have one heart. Perfect. Our next step is to move the pipes up and down. Moving the pipes up and down when they reappear makes the game harder. We're going to go into our pipe on every frame perform method and set the Y to be a random position. We can scroll down in our code to our pipe on every frame perform to method. So when we recreate the pipe here, if pipe is moved all the way across the left of the screen, we're going to set the X, but also we want to set the Y. So after the game, add score 1, add a new line which says pipe set Y to be math. We want a random range. We want it randomly set between the 3/4 and 5/4 point on the screen. So we're going to say the board height times 3/4, comma, the board height times 5/4. Let's run this and make sure our pipes are randomly placed. I forgot a parenthesis. We're going to set this to be math set Y to be math random range. Oh, random range, sorry. Not random. You see, even the experts make mistakes. Random range. We're going to delete this and let our code move back in there. Great, and let's start running it now that we have math random range instead of math random. So the first two pipes are in the middle of the screen. Oh, this next one is very far up. This next one's moved farther down. And now they're at random positions, and the game has become a lot more challenging. Next step is to add the upper pipes. We currently only have bottom pipes, which makes it easy, but not complete. We're going to create a new variable called pipe up. So down here, we create the variable pipe. We're going to do the same thing, but for the variable pipe op. So I'm going to say new variable, but instead of calling it x2, which it defaults to, I'm going to call it pipe space up and hit enter. And then I'm going to replicate the code above it. And I'm going to say board, create rectangle, delete the 20s and do 80, comma, the board height. Perfect. And then I'm going to move down to where we set the pipe color to be colors random. And below this, I'm going to say pipe up color is set to be colors random. So I'm making the code for the pipe up to be almost identical to the original pipe. We're going to move down to our pipe on every frame perform two. Where perform two is. And above this if statement, we're going to add some new code. We're going to say pipe up. We're going to set the x position to be the same as the x position for the pipe. We want the top and the bottom of the pipe to be in exactly the same spot. Great. And we're going to add one more piece of code that says the pipe up y position set y is equivalent to the pipe location y minus the height of the board times 4/3. And this will give us the gap between the two pipes. Now let's run this. Perfect. I have a gap between the two pipes which my sprite can fit. And as you see, they're randomly generated. This one doesn't even have an upper pipe, but this next one's a little bit lower. Let's move next. Let's actually run this again. And then what happens if I try to run into the upper pipe? Oh, I can move through it, no problem. Let's change that to add the collision detection for the upper pipes. We're going to scroll down to find our overlaps code. So if the pipe overlaps with the sprite, then remove a life. We're going to click here and say, or if pipe up overlaps with the sprite, then remove a life. Let's run this and make sure it works.